So let's review. Our shir began with the Gemara citing the following pasuk: "Machal adam lo yeh ba'oil moyed b'voy lechaper ba'kodesh ad seisoy v'chiper ba'adoyu v'ad beisoy u'v'ad kol kal Yisrael." Another person may not be present in the oil moyed while the kohen gadol is performing his avodah on Yom Kippur. The Gemara derives from various words in this pasuk which avodas and which areas are included in this iser. Ba'oil moyed teaches that only the heichal is aser, but the azara is mutter. B'voy lachaper is referring to during matan damim, the sprinkling of the blood, both in the kodesh hakodeshim and in the heichal. The Gemara later adds that this iser also applies during the matan damim in the heichal of the chatoyis hapanimius, based on the gzeir shava of kapara kapara miyom kippur. Pakodesh teaches that this iser applies not only in the oil moyed shebemidbar, the mishkan in the midbar, but also in shiloi ubeis elamim, mishkan shiloi and the beis hamikdash. Atzeisa teaches that the iser also applies biyitziyasei, even when the kohen gadol is already on his way out. V'chiba ba'adoyu va'ad beisoyu va'ad kol kahal Yisrael is referring to the haktaris keteris. The Gemara explains because the keteris is mechaper for all three categories, the kohen gadol and his family, the other kahanim, and all of kahal Yisrael. However, the kapara of matan dam is divided into two karbanas. The par kohen gadol is mechaper for the kohen gadol and the other kahanim, and the soyer is mechaper for kahal Yisrael. To summarize, midai raisa, another person may not be in the heichal when keteris or matan dam is being performed in the kodesh or kodeshim or in the heichal. Midrabana, the chacham added a gzera that other people may also not be in the area of mibin ha'ulam ulam mizbeach, between the ulam and the mizbeach, lest you forget and enter the heichal. However, this isra applies only when these avodas are performed in the adjacent heichal, but does not apply when these avodas are performed in the kodesh hakodeshim, because the heichal separates between the area where the person is standing and the area where the avodah is being performed. The Gemara has a machlekes regarding the level of kedusha of the ulam. Rava holds, kedushas ulam veheichal chadim milsi. The ulam is on the same higher level of kedusha as the heichal, with the bein ulam v'le mizbeach on a lower level. However, the Gemara refutes Rava's raya and says, ulam uveinu ulam lemizbeach chadu kedushahi, heichal v'ulam shtei kedushas. The ulam is on the same lower level of kedusha as the beinu ulam lemizbeach, and the heichal is on a higher level by itself. As part of the previous discussion, the Gemara says that keteris atones for the very serious sin of lashon hara, because yavei davar shebechashoy v'chaper al davar shebechashoy. It's appropriate for the keteris which is brought in a private ceremony, only by the kohen gadol, to atone for lashon hara, which is usually spoken in private. Chavetz Chaim cites our Gemara to show the severity of lashon hara, that the special avodah of the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur in the kodesh hakodeshim comes to atone for this sin of lashon hara. The Gemara now returns to the Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, which listed many differences between the avodah of the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur and the way these avodahs were performed during the year. B'chol yoyim ha'yechese b'shal kesef u'ma'ara b'sech shal zav. V'hayoyim ha'yechese b'shal zav u'va ha'yemachnes. Every day the kohen gadol would take the coals from the mizbeach with a silver shovel and transfer them to a gold shovel, which he would bring into the heichal for the haktaris keteris on the inner mizbeach. The reason, because ha'tara chasa ma'mayin shal Yisrael, the Torah seeks to preserve the money of Klal Yisrael. The constant digging into the coals causes some of the metal to wear off. Therefore, we use silver rather than gold. However, on Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol would use the same gold shovel to scoop up the coals and carry it into the kodesh hakodeshim. The reason, mishum chol shel kohen gadol, to preserve the strength and stamina of the kohen gadol, we eliminate the extra step of transferring from one shovel to another. B'chol yom chesed b'shal arbaz kaven umar l'tech shleishet kaven, b'hayom chesed b'shleishet kaven uva hayemachnes. Rabbi Yosi Aimer, b'chol yom chesed b'shal sa umar b'tech shleishet kaven, b'hayom chesed b'shleishet kaven uva hayemachnes. During the year, the kohen would initially use a larger shovel to take more coals, according to the Tanna Kamma, 4 kaven, and according to Rabbi Yosi, 1 sa, which is 6 kaven, so that he'll be left with the minimum requirement of 3 kaven, because in the transfer, inevitably some coals fall to the floor. These coals, mechabdin la'ama, would be swept into the canal running through the Azara. However, on Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol initially takes only the requisite amount of 3 kaven, because there is no transfer. B'chol yom, ha'yitzi keveda b'yom kala. Every day the shovel was somewhat heavier, made of thicker metal. While on Yom Kippur, it was lighter, made of thinner metal. B'chol yom, ha'yitzi yada katsara b'yom arucha. All year the shovel had a shorter handle, while today it had a longer handle so that the kohen gadol could tuck it under his arm, making it easier to carry. During the year, the shovel was of yellow gold, while in Arnav Yom Kippur, the shovel was made of a more precious reddish gold.